The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, is with me, and she has brought the goodies. And there is something common to most of these things in front of me, Aisling. Oh. Strawberries, we're talking about. Absolutely. During the ad break there now, I confess I nibbled on a few.
Oh, you can't resist. It's the smell. It's the aroma of the sweetness. And I think like when we're at this time of year, when they are so sweet and so delicious and so in season, like this is the time to savour them and to enjoy them and make the best of them. Like they're not at their best in March or in January. So like maybe just don't bother.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something special about them this time of year, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and buying them off the side of the road, and
oh yeah,
you know,
Mary Cod strawberries down in my part of the world.
There you go. You see, yeah. And it isn't like I remember. It was such a treat. We would come home from town on a Friday, and you would stop into the little side of the road one, and you would pick them up, and they were an absolute treat. And my dad would eat them with nothing else but just like cream, fresh cream, just poured over the top.
Oh,
of them,
I wouldn't
and
even
that
use
it.
I'd sometimes eat them straight out of the punnet in the car.
Yeah, I know. Before you get home, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's
delicious.
It is the best part, isn't it?
What is so good about strawberries beyond the taste?
Like nutritionally, they're really, really good for us. You've got about 8 strawberries will give you about 80% of your vitamin C, which is tremendous in terms of vitamin C for immunity, for collagen, for all of these things. So like it's a little powerhouse. Like you'd have to eat, I think it's like 4 apples to get the same equivalent of strawberries in the amount of vitamin C that's in them. There's loads of these little anthocyanins. So we talk about these a lot, and they're those little micronutrients that are in there. Things like potassium, you know, fibre, really, really good for fibre.
Okay.
And actually they're full of water. Like they're whatever, like 80 or 90% water. So in terms of hydration, they're absolutely brilliant. So like they're nutrient dense, as well as being absolutely delicious. And I suppose one of the things we're going to kind of go through today is how you can use them so much in savoury as much as sweet, because we do tend to use them a lot in sweet, but because of the nature of the flavour profile of them, so there's a lot of sulfur compounds in them, and As they ripen, the sweetness increases, right? So they go from about kind of maybe 4, 5, 6% sweetness up to about 9% sweetness when they're fully, fully ripe. And then they've got 3 different acids in them. They've got malic acid and citric acid and ellagic acid. And those 3, the acid decreases. So you have this perfect, so that's why this time of year, like Wimbledon, Taste of Dublin,
oh,
bloom.
Yes.
It's that June, July, peak strawberry season. And it's
I had strawberries and cream in Wimbledon once.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
many years ago.
That is on my bucket list to do.
Yeah, saw Goran Ivanisevic play, saw Serena Williams, saw Navratilova. She came back and played.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That is very special.
It was great.
That's on my bucket list to do, and I have yet to do it.
So what have we got in front of us here?
We've got loads of different dishes. So
okay.
We have, let's see where we'll start. We'll start with dinner. Let's start with a salad, actually.
Okay,
This salad. So there's strawberries, as I said, pair with so many beautiful foods, right? And one of the ones that we often think about is strawberries and champagne. And actually, it's a terrible pairing. They don't match well. So many
really?
Of our champagnes, yeah, that we're drinking.
I don't like champagne.
Do you not?
I find champagne too sweet.
There you go.
I prefer Prosecco.
Yes, well, there you go. And that's why a lot of champagnes are too sweet.
Mm.
Now, I'm not a wine connoisseur, so I mean, I stand to be given a beautiful
You drink
example.
It out of a wet sock, though.
No, I'm not that bad. I mean, I'm close, but I'm not that bad. But yeah, so the sweetness of the strawberry doesn't pair with the sweetness of the champagne.
Okay.
So it's kind of a bit of a myth. But what it does pair brilliantly with is nuts, macadamia nuts. It pairs beautifully with walnuts, pine nuts. So what you have in front of you is my signature strawberry salad.
Mm.
So this is a strawberry salad. It's got the most beautiful balsamic dressing on it. And then it has blue cheese.
Yeah.
But it's not just blue, it's a Brie blue from Wicklow.
Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. So, like, I suppose, as we just said at the top, strawberries and cream. So, this is a play. Every single dish is a play on strawberries and cream and that beautiful, simple pairing. So, you've got the creaminess of the cheese, of the Brie, but then you get the little tang of the blue. Now, sometimes I would use a cashew blue in there if you love blue cheese, but I wasn't sure how you were with blue cheese. So kind
well,
of
I do love blue cheese, but I have to say I like that the Brie is slightly creamier.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And the creaminess goes beautifully because you've got the sharpness of the strawberry, you've got the little bit of tang from the malic acid, the citric acid, the sweetness, and it pairs lovely with the creaminess.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I've got a couple of croutons, and when you put the croutons in, they kind of absorb that balsamic dressing. This balsamic dressing is one everybody should know how to do. Balsamic vinegar, honey, Dijon mustard and mayonnaise. So that's the secret. That's the secret. The mayonnaise. So sometimes people say balsamic dressing is very sharp. It's very tangy. If you put the mayonnaise in, it just balances it all out. Gives it a lovely creaminess. And it's like you never think to pair kind of blue cheese and strawberries together. But isn't it beautiful?
It's absolutely delicious.
They're an absolute
Aidan
winner.
In Dublin says Irish strawberries with fresh cracked pepper.
Yes.
Really?
Well done, Aidan. Love
well
that.
Well done, Aidan.
Yes, absolutely. Black pepper is another beautiful one that they go with. Kiwi, chocolate, obviously we kind of know, white chocolate. And basil is another one. And
really?
Your next dish has basil and avocado. So this is fusilli pasta with avocado and basil pesto, but it's not a pesto. So what I did, and this is a lovely little tip, actually, if you want to make a really quick sauce for pasta, get an avocado, put it in a food processor, blitz it up with a tiny little bit of water, a little bit of fresh basil, and just pour that over pasta. It makes the most beautiful flavor. Isn't that just gorgeous? Your face is telling me everything I need to know here.
Oh, that is so good.
Isn't it? And you know what I put on top? A little bit of burrata. So burrata is this beautiful Italian creamy cheese. Very like mozzarella, but much more creamy. So when you cut into the middle of that there, it almost like, you know, all the creaminess just kind of flowed out as this extra dressing on top of the salad.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. So it's kind of, it's a step up from mozzarella, I suppose, in terms of, and like we've beautiful Irish mozzarella, but the burrata is just a little bit different. I would actually normally do it with mozzarella, but I found burrata in the supermarket and I was kind of going, you know what, that'll be gorgeous with it.
But the strawberry in that is the little peak of flavour that you need, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It might be a bit kind of flat without it.
Yeah, I think it's just gorgeous. So you've got your avocado sauce through your pasta, a couple of little cherry tomatoes in there, chopped up strawberries in there, and then your mozzarella or your burrata and your basil sitting on top. Like, it's a winner of a recipe. It's so creamy, but it feels kind of fresh, but it's really interesting. I think if you were having a little summer party, a little barbecue, it's such a simple salad to make, but it's very wow. It's not something that everybody's going to be bringing to a party, you know?
No, that is absolutely delicious.
I love it.
You would happily have that sitting out now.
Wouldn't you?
On the patio.
On your lap.
If we could ever get the patio done.
Yeah, listen, don't
talk to me. The rockery, as we call it.
The rockery.
It's a big pile of stones with weeds.
I've half my patio done.
Well, I'm at the rockery. I'll enjoy my pasta.
Yeah, listen, all you need is a little bit of sunshine.
Right.
Sunshine.
What's next on my rockery?
You know what? I love strawberry cocktails. Probably my favourite strawberry cocktail is the strawberry daiquiri. I adore it, which is white rum, lime juice, simple syrup, and then you put in lime juice and you crush in your fresh strawberries.
Okay. Wouldn't be mad for cocktails now, full stop.
Really?
No, I'd never have a cocktail.
Oh God, my face now if you saw it. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, you know, the ciders that have the strawberry kind of lime flavour? Would you do one of those?
Oh, I like a cider now.
Yeah.
But just a pint bottle.
That's it. No cocktails for you. Well, aren't you glad I didn't bring you a cocktail now today? I brought you a good old school, old fashioned strawberry milkshake.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it? I love a strawberry milkshake. I have one here for myself as well. Now, you know what I put in that?
That's so refreshing. What's in it?
Gelato. So gelato
is not
like
ice cream.
But you could use
ice
cream.
What's the difference? I always thought it's just the Italian for ice cream.
It kind of is. It's the Italian version. I find it, it's kind of more creamier. It's a custard egg based kind of one that's guaranteed to be that.
Okay, so
there's not quite dairy into it.
It's made slightly differently.
Richer,
okay.
I suppose, yeah. So you've got your gelato in there. You could use just, I would say, as long as you're using good quality ice cream, don't compromise. Use fresh strawberries, a little bit of ice, whole milk, so full fat whole milk, and then a couple of ice cubes. Now, I actually didn't put the ice cubes in. I probably would because it's very rich, but like it is gorgeous.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind the ice cubes. They'd only be in the way, kind of bumping into your nose when you're trying to get the good
stuff.
Like
it's actually so thick, it's kind of like taking a little bit of time to fill up the glass, but it is absolutely delicious. So a few little bit of ice in that.
John in Limerick.
Yep.
Says fried pancetta croutons with rocket and strawberries drizzled with a good balsamic vinegar dressing.
Oh, John, I'm going to take that and try that.
Now, John, there
Crispy
you have
bacon with strawberries. I have not done that
now,
before.
There you have it, John. That's high praise indeed.
Aisling
is going to give that a go. I don't have much room left, but I notice we have another plate here on the table in front of us.
Yeah.
I'll find a bit of room. What is it?
These are my white chocolate and strawberry cookies. But what I've done is I've made it into a little, like a, almost like a cannoli or like a little cookie roll.
Yeah.
So I've put two of them together and I've stuffed the gelato vanilla ice cream in the middle of it. So these cookies are gorgeous. But what's really interesting about these is they use freeze-dried strawberries. Freeze-dried strawberries were really difficult to get. Now, you could use fresh, but they tend to be too liquidy. So freeze-dried strawberries, there's an Irish company, a cocktail company. Oh, God, I can't remember the name. I think it's like Pure Botanical or something like that. And they've started to do freeze-dried strawberries.
Yeah.
They'll cost you about €6 or €7 for the little jar of them, but you can get them plenty places online. So it's your sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, flour, two eggs, vanilla in there, chopped up chunks of white chocolate, chopped up chunks of those freeze-dried strawberries, blob them onto your baking tray, bake them in the oven. They bake so, so quickly. So I've kept them purposely quite soft. So 8 to 10 minutes, let them cool on the tray for another 8 minutes, and you have the most beautiful strawberry and white chocolate cookies. They're just delicious. And then, I mean, make a cookie sandwich, stuff them with ice cream. How can you get better than that?
That is absolutely delicious. All of it absolutely delicious.
And they're really nice things to do with strawberries.
Like, they're really, really nice things.
Because sometimes we tend to go a pavlova or a Victoria sandwich, but these are really, really nice.
There. And you know what? Sometimes it's still okay to just horse them into you straight out of the punnet. But anyway, all of this, as always, on Aisling's social media channels, at Aisling Larkin, you will find it. And John in Limerick, she'll give the fried pancetta with the strawberries a go as well. And we'll let you know how that goes down. Aisling, pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
As always, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.